Over 100 tons of narcotics were destroyed across Iran on International Day Against Drug Abuse and Illicit Trafficking. Iran's anti-narcotics police chief in a press conference announced that Iran has seized more than 115 tons of illicit drugs across the country over the first 3 months of the Iranian calendar, which began on March 21st. He then compared this year's seizures with the same period last year with detail.
As compared to the first 3 months of last year, we have seized 6% more opium, 13% more hashish, 200% more morphine, 82% more heroin, and 60% more of various other illicit drugs, excluding crack. Fortunately, we have witnessed a 10% decrease in volume of crack seizure in the country. Moreover, we have also destroyed more than 600 drug cartels, including 80 cartels involved in chemical drugs, such as crack.
Mu'ayyadi added that some of the drugs seized are destined for Europe and have no usage or danger for Iran.
Morphine is not used in Iran at all. It is transited to Europe and used there. We have seized tons of morphine this year. You can say that we are fighting for them and we are saving their lives and their society, but the international community is not helping. They are not cooperating with us as they should be.
Iran's anti-narcotics police chief says that more than 300,000 members of Iranian police force are fighting drug traffickers today. In the past 30 years, more than 3,700 members of Iranian police force have lost their lives in the fight against narcotics. Many more have been injured. Iran spends millions annually on border control. Iran's anti-narcotics police chief says that in the last 2 years, the country's land borders have become too dangerous for drug traffickers and that they're changing their transit routes from land to sea. He says that Iran is changing its tactics to fight drug traffickers more effectively at sea. Arash Khalatbari, Press TV, Tehran.